Thank you for tuning in to another episode of If I Must Say with Cash and
Sade.
And today, I'm just going to give y'all a forewarning. This episode heavy. Heavy.
I may get some text messages after this.
No, for real. So, what's the question of the day, B?
What's a deal breaker for you in a relationship?
I'm going to let you answer. Go ahead.
It used to be communication, but it's not that anymore. I feel like not so much as you can teach somebody how to communicate, but you can kind of help somebody with communication if they're wanting the help or noticing that they need the help or whatever. But it's accountability. If you can't hold yourself accountable for the shit that you do, that pisses me off. Because it's not, like, it's not always me. It's not always me. And I'm quick to check myself. Be like, bitch, is it you? You could be tripping. You know, you just,
you already know what you be like.
Yeah, am I tripping?
Tell me if I'm tripping.
Before
I go too far with this shit, just tell me if I'm tripping.
So, it's definitely the accountability. I would say, please be accountable. Like, especially if we're... I'm not talking about if we just, you know, fly by night, but if we're in a relationship, hold yourself accountable for the moves you make, the actions you take, like the shit that you do, please.
That's true.
It helps, okay? Because if I'm holding myself accountable, I want you to do the same. I can admit when I fuck up and when I'm dead ass wrong. And I'll tell you I'm wrong before I tell you, you know, like, that's the first thing that I'll point out. But I just need for you to do the same.
Yeah, but to piggyback on the communication that used to be a deal breaker, it may not be a deal breaker anymore because you have to realize that everyone has different forms of communication. Like, everyone has a different communication style, per se. So it's like, we got to come to a common ground of how we're going to communicate with each other.
Because some people, I don't know.
Yeah, some people don't mind talking on the phone all day. Some people just want text. Some people, like, everybody just different.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true.
It just all depends on, you know, what's your flow, like, what you like. But I will say that also comes into play with compromise. Because what if I like to FaceTime and he don't like to do that? He just want to text all the time.
We can compromise with a phone call. That's the middle ground. A phone call is the middle ground.
I feel like
because you get to hear the voice. You just may not see the face. But
that's true.
Because I know I'm not a FaceTime person. And I know niggas, like, nowadays, that's the first thing they want to do is FaceTime.
But niggas do that because they nosy. They trying to see what the fuck you doing and where the fuck you at. Like, they don't really care. Like, or sometimes they do really care to see your face. But for the most part, they trying to peek the scene. Like, peek what the fuck you got going on. Like, they trying to peek what you got going on. But, I mean...
And don't let you call back regularly. Oh, it's a problem.
Right. Yeah. Don't let you see the text.
It's a problem.
I called you. Why'd you text me? Okay. My deal breaker is lying. Because you think I'm so fucking funny, but I'm being so serious.
I think this is going to be a long episode.
I already told y'all this episode was heavy. I'm being serious. My deal breaker is lying. And I don't mean like... People say like there's little white lies. And I get it. Sometimes a lie rolls off your tongue so fast, you be like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Like, why I told that lie? I have to tell that lie. But for me, it's like... If I come to you and I ask you something, I already know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I already know the fuck going on. So why are we sitting here having this dumbass conversation?
That would piss me off.
But I'm one of those people, though. We can rock. Just tell me how you rocking. Because I'm just one of those people, like, I would rather be stung by a lie than kissed by the truth. Like, I would rather just face that, whatever it is, up front. And we deal with it then... Me finding out later, I'm just like, I asked you about this shit like a long time ago. And that then leads to my other one, secondhand embarrassment or embarrassment in general. That shit will piss me the fuck off. Like, being embarrassed will piss me off more than anything else. Because I'm like, no one should be able to come and tell me something that my partner could have just warned told
me
about.
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah. You could have shown me firsthand.
But that's probably why people look at me and DJ Bay the way they look at us, because the way we communicate, people are just like, "What the fuck?" Mm-hmm. But that's just how we communicate. That's how we operate. That's how we talk to each other. Like, yeah, that's just it is what it is. But I feel like you also have to build that foundation of friendship with each other too, though, because you don't feel comfortable. Don't
have that nowadays.
Exactly. Y'all like friends. Flirting
to fucking being relationship.
We together. We together. Yeah. And I'm just like,
I feel like the whole lying. I look at it, you insulting my intelligence, especially if I done already peep game.
And I'm
like,
not no dumb bitch. Thank you. That's gonna piss me off.
Like,
because now it's like, you think I'm a dumb bitch.
Thank you. And that's a question I ask. Like, I have no
you
problem.
Do. Asking. You do. You just asked that today.
Yes. I'm quick. Do I look like a dumb bitch to you? Like,
I will ask a person. Do I look like a dumb bitch?
Do I? Like, let me know. So we can see what's going to happen next. Because let me show you I'm not a dumb bitch. Like,
what it is, I'm like, we could play a lot of games. But I just, we could play all day. But when I pick up the controller,
that I'm a bad guy.
You ain't gonna play no more.
Cause I'm letting you know now. You go low, I'm going to hell. I'm gonna take shit too far every time. I'm gonna drag this shit, bitch. Okay,
too far. Okay, so how do you feel about?
Stupid and stupid.
Because let me say, I woke up to it and I just was like, what the fuck? What happened? Like, what happened? For y'all that don't know, we're talking about Danny Lee and the baby.
Okay, so everybody had a front row seat. To
what the fuck happened?
Yeah, to the Instagram lives, to the screenshots, the videos, whatever. Here's my thing, because people.
If I must say, if I just say this shit,
I feel like, okay, so let's rewind it back for a second, and we all know when Mimi came out, she came out as. Or when she was brought to us, rather, like, right. On the Shade Room and all that stuff.
When she came to the scene.
Yeah, we heard her name in his songs previously. If you listen to his music before, he would drop her name or whatever. But when we finally seen her, that was considered the baby's, like, main girl, whatever. But, and I think she's a pretty girl.
She's cute.
She's a pretty girl. Yeah. And I used to fuck with her, but I just feel like when the whole Danny Lee situation came out, yes, Danny was wrong, but don't act like your shit don't stink. You not know. And I hate when women just like, it's not so much as laughing at other bitches' pain, because I get it. Like, she your op in your eyes. I get that shit.
She the op.
But stop.
If it's up, it's up.
Yeah, but my thing is, like, don't act like you ain't been in that situation too, because really, both of y'all getting played. Like, you put in rotation just like her. It's just her turn for getting embarrassed. Yeah. Like, but don't act like you won just on Instagram Live. You
but the
won
thing
post
about that
shit.
Situation is, I think for her, she made the comment of, it ain't no fun when the rabbits got the gun, because, you know, the only way that she found out about Danny was subtweeting her on Twitter, and her the fans had to go and tell Mimi, like, this bitch talking about you. She had no idea who Danny was.
Okay, let's put two and six together, right? Even if that was so, Mimi said it herself.
I always feel like the beef is with the man, regardless.
Yes, like, but my thing is, you say that God gives you the spirit of discernment, right? This is what she said, right? So, I know you peep game long before she started subtweeting you. Yes. You've seen this bitch
but
before.
But the thing about that is, not only have you seen her before, but you gotta know, if he giving you the gift of discernment, like you said, you gotta know that he's fucking around with
It's
not just Danny. You know what I'm saying? Like, Danny just so happened to get pregnant, but
so I think
it's multiple people.
I feel like the subtweets came Because, yes, okay, Mimi probably found out about her. I'm pretty sure the same way Danny Lee... Well, Danny Lee probably already knew about her or whatever, but they did each other research. Like, don't act like she just popped up out the blue.
Yeah, like...
Bitch, you... Like, you a woman. You already peep game. That's your nigga. You already know what the fuck going on. You probably already knew this bitch. You could tell the mama name, sister name, brother name. Like, you already know peep game.
The whole squad.
So, I don't like that. That's my only thing. But, and I feel bad for her as far as... Like, you just had your baby. You're dealing with postpartum. Like,
yeah.
This is your first time being a mom, and you got to go through this shit. Like, on publicly. Your first... Yes, yeah. At that, publicly. You can't even deal with this privately or whatever. But, I don't know. I feel really bad for her. Like, I used... And then think about it. I'm a DaBaby fan, but the fact that he did this...
He's lame.
Yes. Like, I can't even... Lame. Okay, it was a song that played on my Pandora, and I dead-ass changed it. Like,
yeah, he's lame.
He's turned me off from him.
Yeah, it's a no for me. I think, but people aren't peeping either, though, that live, the original live, it was on her live. Yeah. He had her phone. So yeah. I'm like, what the fuck was going on for you to even have her phone in your possession to go on her live? I was like, that's just a lot. But I'm like, I only can imagine 3:00 in the morning, you talking about y'all gotta go.
Where are we going?
Who gotta go? Where are we going at 3:00 in the morning, baby?
Honey, I would have turned over and said, if you don't turn that light off and close this door, and you better not slam it. Because if you wake this baby up, we finna fight.
Yeah, okay. All right, bye. Leave me the fuck alone.
Exactly.
Because if I get up, you gonna call the law. He did call the law.
I see.
That's another thing I don't like. He called the police on her.
Exactly. Like, nigga, you could have done
that.
Because
then they said the mother of your child. Like, he called the police.
Now, I can understand if somebody else called the police because of a noise complaint or something. But for you to call, like, you lame as fuck. Like, and what?
But not only did you call, you pressed charges.
Thank you for simple battery. Yeah, that's why I said if you go low, I'm going to hell. I'm taking shit too far.
Once you would have called the police and I knew the truth.
And I knew if they
had to wrap these charges up, baby.
7 minutes. I got 6.5 in this bitch. I'm finna get
I'm going to jail. If I'm going to get a charge, we getting charges.
Yeah.
Like, we might ball out. Like... And then the next day, he got on live again.
And you still going? And then for you to show the baby's face, which the baby is beautiful.
She's beautiful. Yeah, she's
so beautiful. Yeah. Like, but for you to do that, and she didn't do
that.
She
didn't want to do that at that time.
Why are you being malicious at this point. Like, why? Yeah. Like, you asking for it. It's like.
It's just, she has so much restraint.
Yes, because like, it couldn't be me.
The most restraint that I saw was when he caught that girl a certified side bitch, and she was standing right there.
Like,
ain't no fucking way.
I'm saying, ain't no cash. I would have picked up something so cool.
Girl,
I would have went to the kitchen and found the
blackness. I wouldn't have seen shit else. Like,
I would have just went with
it. And he could have had it on live, whatever the fuck he wanted to have. I would not have cared. Like, I would have lost my shit.
Yeah.
Like, I would have lost it. But like I said, she didn't even have to respond to that. And if she did, the only response that she had to put was a damn video of them laying in the bed.
Yes.
And he talking about somebody I love you.
Like, nigga, shut your ass up. Like, I hate niggas like that.
Niggas are grimy.
But why do you have to do all that? Like, I'd rather you just be honest. And if you dead ass don't want a relationship, then we need to set some... I mean, if you don't want a relationship.
Yeah.
We need to set some boundaries. So, it ain't no laying up. It ain't no fucking, my nigga.
But like, I did see this tweet that somebody said that this is why you should not assume... Until a man asks you to be his girlfriend, or make it known that, like, y'all are together, this is why you should not assume that y'all just together.
I learned that with Minas. Like, I learned that. it took me to get slung a few times. Like,
that shit hurt.
Yeah.
That shit will hurt your little feelings.
Yes. Like, it humbles you with the quickness. And after that, like, now, and I think that's why I have people like,
but
okay,
it's just so hard because women are... So when they find someone that they like,
it's like,
they become
very
loyal
with you.
To that person.
Like,
yeah.
That's it. But since I can't, I'm gonna keep my these little motherfuckers in rotation.
Until you tell me, you gotta tell me, I'm your boyfriend.
Exactly.
You have to tell
you have
me.
To,
I'm
no,
your
and
boyfriend.
It's not to tell me because I want you to ask me. So please plan something and ask me in a cute little way. Okay, so I can be cute.
I guess.
Ciao. But I mean, I can't with the DaBaby situation. I feel so bad for her. Like,
I feel bad for her because, again, she's going through postpartum. So there's no telling what she's going through before all this shit even exactly. took place. Like, I'm sure she's not feeling like herself. And then you're antagonizing her even more. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, that shit has to suck.
And it sucks because, like, we don't have, like, spotlight on us right. yet. But
it's coming.
But, like, right now, I love my Twitter and I love my close friends on yeah. Instagram because it's a place for me to vent in a way, like to where I can tweet in a way to where everybody ain't in my business, right, but true. I still get out what I need to
right,
say
that's true, that's
or
true.
Whatever. So yeah. it sucks that she can't do the same. She doesn't have that. I'm pretty sure she has a close friends or whatever, yeah. But
even with them, people be screenshotting
exactly.
Shit,
so you don't know who yeah. like really loyal or not. Like, you really can't express yourself pinpoint, or just you know yeah. like vent, be a true girl
yeah,
like
that sucks.
So it does suck.
And I just want to know, girl, what were your friends?
Thank you. I can get that you was in his city or whatever, and you have your family or whatever, but where was your friends? Like, why? I know I got my who? So yeah, she gonna love who? Yeah. My family, my friends, my first motherfuckers. I'm calling. Scratch that. My mama is the first person I'm calling.
It was just so weird because I'm just like, it's very important. I'm telling you, you ain't even got one time to tell me to get the fuck out. Like, you just don't. So there's no, I don't give a fuck. I ain't got nowhere to go. I'm gonna figure it out because I'm not gonna just sit here and you talking crazy. Like, you're crazy. So yeah. You know? That whole situation is just wild to me.
And then when you look at it, so for whatever reason you told her to leave, you wanted her to leave or whatever.
But it's at 3 in the morning. That shit's just so wild to me.
But it's 3 in the morning. I'm pretty sure it's cold during yeah. this time. Or it has some type of breeze going on outside. The baby is fresh. That's a fresh baby.
Yeah.
Why is the baby should not be outside.
Right.
Unless it has to be outside. That's true. Or at least when it's warm. You know, like, when. Yeah. Why do you want her outside? You could have got up and just went to a hotel. And y'all could have figured it out the next day.
Because you're talking about you can go to a hotel. If you want to fuck a bitch, you can go to a hotel.
Thank you.
I ain't telling you can't fuck the bitch. I'm just telling you that I'm not going nowhere. So
and it's not going to make no sense for me to sit up here and... Because I'm pretty sure you're going to want me back in your shit the next day or whatever. Or you're going to want to see your kid. Unless you finna come to this hotel, I got to sit up here and pack this baby shit back up. All right. Come back. Like, that's too much. It's unnecessary. And that's selfish.
I just
like,
it was very disrespectful because at the end of the day, this is the mother of your child. Like, that's just crazy. It was, he's corny to me.
And I know, it's scary because, like, it makes me not, and I know you shouldn't look at other people's situation or whatever. I get that.
Yeah, that's true.
But it also,
it puts a lot of things into perspective.
Thank you. Yeah, like, and it's just like, damn, do I really even want to have a child with niggas in this damn time? Because they so fucked.
Like, yeah, and the thing is, like, people keep saying, like, this is why you shouldn't have a baby until you're married. But
what
news
the fuck
flash,
does a ring have
people,
to do with
saying,
anything?
People in marriage, like, probably do it way worse because you can't just go. Like,
thank you.
You're tied to this motherfucker. So it's like...
Like, the fuck?
At least she got to get up and go. Like, she can get the fuck on. Even with a baby, you still can get the fuck on. If you're married to this man, it's just so much more.
Thank you. Like, so I don't like much that. More. I felt so bad for her. And I hope yeah. that she's okay. Honestly, I really do.
I hope so. Like, I just hope she's mentally okay because I know that shit... Yeah, because then again, it's like, what if they were like on okay terms and they're out of nowhere? He just flipped the script.
Like
on
that
her
shit.
Ass.
Like, I know for me, I can't.
That's
deal
traumatizing.
With
that's traumatizing.
They're taking me back to a little dark time of my life. Like, girl, it get real dark. Okay.
It's just like we couldn't have a discussion. Like, hey, I need you to be gone by this date. Okay, cool. At least I know by this date you want me gone, blah, blah, blah. Whereas you abruptly just coming in the room, you gotta go.
Yeah, like, you could have said something. Or my thing is that you know I can move a little quick. You know I can move quick or whatever. Like she said, she had her assistant to get her a ticket yeah. or whatever. So all that, like, it was a way better way of him handling
going about
that.
It. Yeah.
Like, if you just wanted to fuck a bitch real quick, you could have went to a hotel real quick
yeah.
and just dealt with the aftermath of her being like, oh, well, where were you at right. like this whole time or whatever. Like, it's just a way he could have handled it.
Where she fucked up was, she said she got rid of her place in LA. And I'm just like,
you know,
Why the fuck would you do that?
Couldn't be me.
Like, even no. Jada had her own shit.
Yeah, like I know. Why would you no, do I need that? My own shit.
Cause Exhibit A.
Yeah, like shit, I can't. Like,
niggas change every day. Exactly. Niggas wake up every day.
And just in case you
want to
like go left today, I'm finna go home. Okay, you go left, I'll go home.
Hello, let me yeah. fuck out. Like, I don't.
Let me go back to my address where I pay bills, where I know the energy is good. Yeah, I ain't gotta worry about nothing. Bye.
Fuck no. So I hope, again, I hope she okay. I love that Summer Walker chimed in because Summer, if you know, you know better than anybody
child.
Else. Girl.
And it's not, and it sucks. The thing is, a lot of women chimed in, but it sucks that everybody is experienced, if not this, something similar to this.
Yeah.
And it take that's women back like to that place, wow. like damn, like I'm dead ass probably not even over this shit for real. I just right. been dealt, like you know,
thought I was
past
yeah.
it. Like
that shit'll make you wanna. But now I see why I left. I burnt that damn house down. I see why.
I would have burnt his ass.
I see why.
But I would have woke him up.
I like, saw that meme with Marge Simpson. Me. That was me. That was a girl. I'm telling you, the police would have had all the evidence they needed on live. I would not have given a fuck. They would have had all the evidence. Well, ma'am, right here we see that you threw a can of I don't give a fuck. Did you hear what he was saying to me? Like,
I want
to
keep a pellet gun in my house. Just in case the nigga try it one day, I get ripped.
Like, that shit's just wild. It's wild and it's a little scary because it's like, at one point in time, y'all had to have some kind of feelings toward each other. But let me ask you this, because I'm not really into this, but I don't know if you are, but I'm going to ask you how you feel about it. Mimi said that she had put a love spell on him. And they say that when you put a love spell on somebody and it's starting to wear off, shit like that happens. Like, it just, people just, like, snap out of it and they realize that they've been manipulated. So they start to resent that person.
I don't think she put no love spell on this. Like, I think this, Bibi's a dumb bitch for saying that. Like, I think, what the fuck was going on, this nigga was fucking on you. He was fucking on the girl in Charlotte that did your nappy ass
she
head.
She did. And that's embarrassing as
thank
fuck.
You. Like don't Mimi, say that shit.
You
need like,
to be mad at everybody.
Thank you.
I ain't trying to be fucking Mimi. You the one that looked the craziest. He booked you a hair appointment with a girl he had fucked.
And then my thing is, like, why are you not mad at the second baby mama?
The second baby mama, like, she out the way. Like, I don't think she want nothing to do.
Yeah, but it's still the point. If you got so much beef, like,
yeah, but Danny said that she was in love with the baby and she wanted to be with the baby. The second baby mama probably like, fuck you, fuck all of y'all. I don't want
I
shit
want
to do
shit.
That. That's it. Pay your child support every month. We good. Leave me alone. Me and my baby, all right. She probably so far out the way. Like, Mimi, oh, like, God. I ain't got no problems with her.
Yeah.
Danny probably like, well, Danny probably was like, bitch ain't going nowhere, I'm here to stay.
Yeah,
but I'm like, even with Mimi, why would you want to even be with somebody who has not had multiple kids?
Thank you. Or him? You can say he's put you in rotation. Stop acting yeah. like you're the main, because yeah, when he's not it,
but
you
the thing is, when they first when she first came on stage, she kept saying like, we're not together. We got a situation, but we're not together.
Yeah, that's
so
not
it's like,
well,
how can you be mad?
Thank you. You can't be that, mad.
Sound like fair game to me.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be mad right. at Danny. Like, because my thing is, if you saying that's not your nigga, or, you know, we not together. And then
shit, that ain't your nigga. That,
what you want me to say?
Let's play ball.
Exactly. Like, tag you in.
Like, it's your turn. Like, I don't know what to tell you, baby. What we got next?
Do titles really matter?
Ooh. The younger me. The young and naive me. Believe once upon a time that titles matter. I feel like I'm at a point now where me personally, the only title for me that truly does matter at this point is being somebody's wife. Because girlfriend, been there, done that, got the t-shirt for it. We good on it. Like, no. But I also feel like people are so heavy on the titles that they're so heavy on titles, they're so focus driven on having a title that they don't realize that okay, you got this title now, but you're miserable in this fucking relationship. Like, you just have the title of being somebody's girlfriend. Cool, whatever. And then you also have people who don't have titles. And they got everything they fucking want in a relationship. Like, everything's cool, calm, copacetic. But for me, I also realize that I look at marriage so different, though. Like, my thoughts on marriage are just, I know they're unorthodox. Like, they're not normal. Like, the way I want to maneuver in my marriage is just not traditional to me. Or it's probably to anybody. But I'm like, what works for you is what works for y'all. Yeah. Like, and that's just how that go. So, I mean, the only time the man that matters to me right now is being somebody's wife. And hopefully...
I mean, I can see that for you because you've been with DJ Bae for so long. So yeah, it's kind of like, all right, nigga, what we doing? What you plan on doing? Like, I'm like, what yeah. we doing? Like, we've been together for some years now, literally. Yeah.
Like, but I mean, even like, take that apart. Like, even let's say, even if I had not been with him for so long, at this big old age, I wouldn't care to be somebody's girlfriend like yeah. that. Only because I see now, like I've come to the realization that it's very rare that you come across somebody who actually takes that title serious, if that makes sense. Like, it's just so, it's very rare. Hell, at the rate we going, it's very rare that people take fucking marriage serious at this point. They don't. So I'm just gonna pray on it. And whoever I marry, I just pray that, you know, we gotta understand it. Like, look, bro, we ain't got to do this if this ain't what you want to do. Like, don't yeah. feel like you have to do this in order for us to be together. Like, I would rather have that conversation than it's like, damn, if I don't marry her, she gonna get the fuck on.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, we gonna see. Titles are just it's very tricky. And I don't understand why people can vibe so well and be together and all those things, and as soon as you start calling them your girlfriend or your boyfriend, it changes. And it's just like, the only thing changed is what I call you. Like, I don't understand why we still can't continue to do what we was doing already. Like, what's the problem?
Exactly.
Because we had that conversation the other day about you and what's my colleague? I did good. I ain't got no name. I'm so good at this. Because we did have that conversation. Because I don't understand it. And me and DJ Bae had this conversation the other day. We was talking about some people that we knew. And it was just weird because it's like, you do everything like a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And you in a relationship. But when it comes down to actually putting a title on it, you don't want to do that. Like I told him, I feel like it's a cop-out. Because I feel like it still gives you the range to do whatever you want to do. And then when shit hit the fan, you can always say, well, we're not together.
Exactly.
That's not really fair because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you playing my fucking feelings at this point.
Exactly.
Like, you want me to do everything that a girlfriend's supposed to do, but you don't want to call me your girlfriend.
Exactly.
I'm confused.
Exactly.
So I'm like,
is this mic already? Is you listening?
I don't really fuck with it. Like, no, either, you know me, I don't like gray areas either.
Exactly. I'm black, so, white, zero.
Yeah, it's
10,
like, what we doing? Yeah, we together or we ain't together.
It shouldn't be no middle, no shady area. Like, it's either,
especially with that. Like, with that, it's really no shady areas. Like, are we together or we not together? It's really not that hard. We together or we not together. The thing about that is, though, men don't like to, I guess, quote unquote, pick one, because it's like, well, if I tell her that we're not together, she gonna get out here and do whatever the fuck she wanna do, and they can't handle that. But if I just shut her up and tell her, okay, we together, then she's gonna concede and do whatever I want her to do. But you got a lot of people out here that's got a boyfriend, but their boyfriend's single.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
and I'm not trying to be a part of that either. Like,
yeah, no.
I don't know. I look at it two ways. So, of course, you've been in a relationship for years. So, that's your take. I still want the girlfriend title only because you're not finna be asking me to cook. You're not gonna be asking for this pussy. You're not going to be asking for my throat. You're not going to be asking for me to go to the store. You're not going to be asking for me. Like, I'm going to lay all this shit
out. But you know,
let
me ask you this, though. Do you know talking is a thing of our generation now?
Yes.
So what's the difference between talking to somebody and being somebody's girlfriend?
Talking is we just talking. So meaning don't ask me to cook. Don't think you finna come lay up in my shit.
So talking don't means we just texting.
Yes,
we just
time. Yes, like, and we just communicating. Like we can go out and chill or whatever, okay, you know, okay. Every now
but we're not kicking it
yeah,
like
we, yeah, we're not kicking it on that level.
You have heard of people saying like we talk heavy.
That's them. I don't have that. That's not a part of my vocabulary.
But I'm asking you, when people say, so for you, talking is we just communicate.
Yes, and we're like getting
dating
to know one another. Yes,
but not
whatever. But yes, okay. And my thing is, you just not finna come lay up in my shit. I feel like okay. niggas be wanting so much, and
yes.
you give so little, yes. if nothing. And it's like, my thing is, you want me to keep myself up. You want me to look cute at all times. Or whatever. That mean hair, nails, whatever, all that. Then the house got to stay clean. I got to know how to cook. My body got to be nice. My pussy got to be wet and tight. And it got to be smelled.
Throat got to be deep.
Throat got to be deep. Like, girl. Like, all this. I got to keep everything up. Have a good job. Have my own money. I got to know how to stunt. And I got to be a lady at that. But a hoe to you. And then for my thing, you can't give me nothing, my nigga.
Nothing.
You can't give me nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't get nothing.
Girl, you can't even get girlfriend.
Girl, like, huh? But then if I tell you I'm finna go take this pussy and throat to somebody else.
It's a problem.
Then it's a problem. But, or if I tell you that your friends is in my DMs, then that's a problem.
But the thing about it is, which is so confusing, because it's like, I'm not your girlfriend.
Thank you.
So what you mad about?
Thank you. And then my thing is like, don't be, and my mom told me this when I moved out, like before I moved out, and we would have several conversations, and she was just like, don't shack up. She was just like, because you, sometimes you can't pull yourself out of it like you think you can.
Yeah, I have seen that happen to people.
Or whatever.
It's just like,
Yeah. And it's like, with mean ass, I'm telling you, I got stung so much with this nigga. Like, when I tell you this was the most humbling situation I've ever dealt with. It's like being there and you get into the mode of, okay, let me make sure I have, make sure I got groceries at home. Groceries, period. But let me make sure I have what he likes. You know, let me make sure I cook something, or at least ask him, does he want me to cook? Let me make sure I look nice. Let me make sure the house stay up. Let me make sure, you know, I stay on my game with my work. Let me not slack
off
with my personal shit. Yeah, like, it's just, and he was there, like, at the house at a point of time. And it was just like, I got so into that mold that when he finally, like, when we stopped talking, or we wasn't talking for a minute, it's like I didn't know
what to do.
Yes, like, it's like it's I didn't know what to do. It's just me. And it's like, you know, I don't know. It was so weird. But then it was like the more I would talk to my mom about it, the more I would understand, like, I don't have a title, so I should not be doing these things.
That's a lot.
Like,
not to at least be somebody's girlfriend.
Thank you. So it's just the point, like, now, and I've told him I can't continue to do the back and forth.
That's true,
because
I just feel like,
what are
we
doing? We
working toward marriage.
Thank you.
And if you don't see that for me, please leave me the fuck alone.
Thank you.
Like, you can always leave me the fuck alone.
Thank you.
You can always leave me the fuck alone.
You can always please bother somebody else.
Like, if you don't see
it,
take
it to the next bitch, please.
No hard feelings on nothing. Thank you for not wasting my time.
Thank you.
If you don't see that for me in your future, please leave me alone.
And like, I don't, and I don't mean that in like a nasty way.
No,
not
at all.
Yeah, but I feel like niggas,
because the way that I see it is, if you're not my husband, like, no funny shit. You taking up the space for husband to come and find me.
And
like,
I don't want to be
I need you
this.
To move, because I don't want him to get the misconception
exactly.
that this is going somewhere. And we both know that this
it's
shit
not.
Ain't going. So, like, please just move. Like,
just move over. Like,
that's it.
We can
still
be cool.
Homies.
Exactly.
We can
still
be cool.
We can still be cool.
Homie. Like, no. But, if you don't see that, and that's kind of what I hate about just society in general, because when it comes to marriage, it kind of is on the guy. Like, I'm not finna ask no nigga to marry me. So, what's up? Exactly. Like, what we doing? So, I mean, it's unfortunate for us.
I don't know. I just feel like it's definitely a title for me at this time. Like, I don't know. I just...
I mean, yeah. Like I said, I would love a title.
Yeah. Just not exactly. It's just... But I know I want to be somebody's wife eventually. Yeah. But I have to...
You gotta move.
Exactly. Yeah. I have to move at
it's
that place.
Not a race, not a... It's a marathon.
Exactly. And
because, I mean, no relationship is perfect. And you're going to go through some shit with that person. And I've come to the realization, like, you can get it. Like, whatever relationship you get in, y'all are going to go through some shit regardless. Exactly. So, it's like, you just realize, okay, who is worth me going through this shit with at this point? Like, can I actually see myself... And I always tell, like, when I'm talking to some of my friends, it's just like, you have to be with someone, like, I don't like you right now, but I know that I love you.
Yeah.
And that's going to trump everything, but mm-hmm. right now, I'm really just not fucking with
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
like, I'm not fucking with you right now. Like, you're getting on my fucking nerves.
And you might want to get the fuck out
yeah,
my face.
Yeah, but, I mean, I still love you, but I just really do not yeah. like you right now.
I definitely agree with that. And I just think, I don't know, I feel like, you want this certain person out of me.
Yeah.
And it's not so much as just the title. It's for me, it's the security for me.
For like, sure. Same for me.
It's
yeah.
the, okay, I could unpack my suitcase. I could get a little comfortable.
Right.
Like, I don't feel like when I'm talking or we're just dating or whatever or fucking right. around, like, I can't unpack my suitcase. I can't get comfortable. You can't get the yeah. full Delisi. You don't get the full
that's
experience.
True. Yeah,
like,
that's true. Because everyone doesn't deserve that.
Yeah. Though. So right. I'm not finna sit up here and give you everything that you yeah. asking for. My nigga, you not giving me nothing.
Nothing to work with. Like, it's very surface level with you.
Exactly.
I know your favorite color. Just... I know what you like to eat.
Thank you.
That's it.
Like... Nasty ass Mexican food. Like, shit.
Wait a minute, bitch. Yeah.
That's one of my favorites. Oh, wait a
minute. Look at this nigga.
Okay, what's up? Okay, so the next question is marriage really the goal?
For me, yes. For me, marriage has always been the goal for me. I think though, now that my outlook on marriage is just so different. Like, I think it's the reason why I keep saying it's so different, because at one point in time I can't admit that I just had this fairy tale outlook on marriage, and I just had a rude fucking awakening of like what marriage really is, what it could possibly look like. So for me, yeah, but I mean, people might not agree, but I love Will and Jada. Like, I love their relationship to a certain extent. Like, I love that they look at each other as life partners. Like, this is somebody that I want to do life with. Like, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of that. Like, this is yeah. somebody that I want to do life with. I love that they always have each other's back. Like, even with all the crazy ass shit that be exactly. going on. Like, they, you know for a fact, like, Will got Jada back, Jada got Will back. And that's just what it is. So for me, like, of course, marriage is the goal, but I just don't want any kind of marriage. Or I just don't want to be married just to say, I'm married.
Exactly.
So is it a goal for you?
Absolutely. Marriage is the goal. I definitely don't want the traditional marriage, or what I guess society deems to be traditional. Because
right.
But I also don't want, and I, for me, okay, look, I don't mind if we're married mm-hmm. ever so often, somebody stepping into our marriage or, like, you know, having that.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I'm going to explain. So maybe you should turn it up a little bit. Turn your volume up a little bit, okay? So... because I know niggas are big on threesomes or
okay.
whatever. So for me, ever so often, I wouldn't mind giving my husband a threesome. Because I
okay,
know
yeah.
I like girls too.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Or whatever.
So I wouldn't mind it.
But no. It's We have to have
it's a level of respect that has to come with that.
Thank you. That's exact.
Yeah, because the words in my mouth.
A level of respect, and it's a level of, like, we need to be on the same exact page. We have an understanding.
Boundaries.
Thank you. Yeah, that's true. And I don't mind, you know, because I know for me, the first one, I definitely got to pick. But if the nigga, like, if the nigga want to pick it, you know, he be good. Like, he really, you know, the relationship, the marriage has really been doing very well. I let him pick one.
You get your one.
Okay. Exactly. Okay. But now, do I want that to be
a normal?
No. Yeah. But, you know, every so often, I don't mind that. That's what I mean by bringing somebody, like a third party, into the relationship.
I thought you meant like a whole sister. No.
We're not doing mine. That. You're mine.
We're not doing the sister.
That I wear this ring proudly. Like, that's the only last name that's going to be passed around this bitch. Like, please understand that.
We're not doing the sister wife thing. That's the hell.
No. Oh, hell.
But I mean, threesomes, I think I will be okay with it, but I feel like it would have to be probably later on in my marriage. Like, once we've established that foundation with each other and we have a clear understanding, like, okay, this is what this is what we're doing, blase, blase, cool, whatever. But I've always been one to say that, I mean, I wouldn't mind having threesomes with my significant other. I just now gotten to the point where I was like, okay, I'm cool with it, because I've always been the one, like, of course, I don't mind threesomes. I would like to be invited to the couple, because I'm very possessive.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a very territorial person. Like, I'm just like, you're mine.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so when is enough enough in a relationship? When do you feel like you should just remove yourself? Because I always say, and I say this to all my friends, because I really do believe this shit. Like, I would never tell my friends to just leave their partner, because only you know when you're like, okay, it's time for me to get the fuck on.
When the respect is gone. Because I feel like that covers
everything,
basically. Yeah. So when you lose respect for me, or when the respect is just not there anymore at all for either parties, because it's when I don't respect you no more, it's not so much as I go into a big bully mode, but it's just now I'm gonna play with you, and it's not good. Like, it's not good for either parties, because it's gonna go so left. So I would say when the respect is not there anymore, like, and I would appreciate if you know that you lost interest in me, you lost
just
respect.
That.
Like, I would rather you come to me and tell me. I'm a very understanding person. So if you tell me what it is and what it ain't, we are good. Like, we're good. Like, when I tell you we are so good, because you're not wasting my time, I can't get time back.
And that,
so, like, I can't, that's something I can't get back.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like I'm with you on it. I think that that's always my cue. Let me put the church ring up and get the fuck up out of here, because I just feel like once you realize, like, somebody doesn't respect you, so much comes with that, and it goes back to the embarrassing shit.
Exactly.
That's when they start doing shit and they really don't give a fuck. Like, they don't care how that shit make you look. They don't care about the perception of
they
it.
They don't care how
they
make
don't,
you feel. Nothing.
None
they
of that shit.
Tears,
like, they don't give a fuck. And then they got people looking at you crazy. And I'm like, how the fuck is she still, like, with this nigga? Like, how is he getting away with this shit? So it's stuff like that. And I'm just like, no. And I already know me. Like, once I lose respect for somebody,
that's it.
I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I can say that. Like, I know, like, I'm a bitch. And it's not like me being bitchy towards you, is just like, I know you said you ain't trying to be no bully, but I'm on my bully shit. Like, and it's not even intentional. It's just like, because for me, and this is how I always know when it's time for me to get the fuck on our relationship, because if I'm not submissive towards you, I'm naturally submissive to anybody that, especially I'm in a relationship, anybody that I care for.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for me to be submissive to you, you have to earn my respect.
Yeah.
So if I don't respect you,
I can't be submissive.
It's really fuck you. Yeah. Like, it really is, because it's like, I'm not trying to listen to shit you say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not finna do shit you say. You really can't tell me shit.
Exactly.
Like, get in where you fit in. And at this point, like, like, I might text you back. I might fuck with it. I might not. Like, I don't care.
Yeah,
and for me, and I always get I always try to leave right before I get to that point because I know how I am once I stop giving a fuck about something. Like, I'm just like, I need to go before I even reach that point, because then it's like, you're gonna be like, damn, I don't even wanna, I want no parts of her. Like, yeah. I don't wanna deal with her. I don't wanna, and that's cool.
That's cool.
Cool with me, because all this could have been avoided.
As you just left.
Kept it a book from the beginning. Like, all this could have been avoided had you been a man and said what it was. Exactly. And that just would have been that.
No, I feel that. I definitely feel that. Damn, yeah, I definitely feel that. I don't know. I feel like for me, it's just, I'm heavy on, you could have just left me the fuck alone.
I'm heavy on that, and I'm heavy on, you could have just said that.
Thank you.
Because the thing is, for this generation to be the most, I keep it 100, y'all gonna keep shit 100.
Or it's like y'all scared to speak, to be upfront. And just
say it.
And it doesn't have to have a nasty delivery. Nobody's saying that you have to be rude.
Yeah, exactly. Just tell me what it is.
Just tell me what it is. Tell me what it ain't, so I can move accordingly. That is it.
But I also feel like that plays into manipulation as well, though. Because when they don't keep it 100 with you, and they continue to let you, I wouldn't even say feed you these lies, but continue to let you paint this picture in your head, knowing damn well that's not what it is. It's like, excuse me, it's like, okay, cool. She can have that picture. But when shit hit the fan or she said something to me about it, I can always say, well, I never said that.
Thank you.
Never did not say either, though. You let me go ahead with this, which in turn made me feel like, well, the shit was okay.
No, I'm not, and I used to be like that, but now I'm more of, I'm finna bring you this plate of shit, and we finna pick this shit apart together. Like, I'm heavy on...
I'm very direct at this
And thank you. Yeah, like, me and Mina, I was in the store. We was arguing. Honestly, we was not arguing, but we was having a nice little argument.
I like debates. And people don't understand that, like, you can have debates and it's not an argument. Like, we're just having a heated conversation.
Like, it's not, I'm not upset. Yeah, like, we're just talking. But when I was telling, I was just like, I think you love me. I would definitely say that. But I think you love the aesthetic of me, how I carry myself, you know, what I do. But do I think you love me? Like, do I think I'm the girl for you? No. Right. Like, because the way you act, you don't act like I'm the girl for you.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So, or you don't tell. Like, it's nothing. Your actions and your words ain't mapping.
And that's really why y'all getting fucked up. Because it's like, you're saying all of this, but I don't think you realize. You say all this. It sounds nice, but your actions are gonna tell on you every single time.
Exactly, like, and your actions ain't showing shit. But then
I'm going off your actions.
Thank you. I can't, girl. What? I ain't dumb no more. I used to be dumb. I ain't dumb no more.
We ain't even gonna talk about that.
Yeah. Used to be a little stupid, a little slow.
A little slow, but hey, you. The best way to learn is through experience.
Yeah, get
you got me one time. Don't get me again. Like, I will tell you that. You will not get me again.
Okay, the last question is, do you set boundaries?
I do.
Or are boundaries necessary?
I do set boundaries. And yes. Boundaries are very much so necessary because, but the thing about it is, which is so weird, I've always stood firm in what I said, but I never, I can honestly say I never set a boundary, if that makes sense. And it's not even like relationship wise, it's like friendship wise, relationship wise, just life in general. Like, I just got to the point where I'm like, I said this and this is what the fuck I meant. Like, I'm not playing with you. Like, it'll be why I ain't got my friend no more. But fuck it. It is what it is. Because I just feel like if you don't have boundaries, it leaves room for people to feel like they can play with you.
Exactly.
And I'm not a bitch that you can play with. Exactly. Like, I need you to understand. I'm like, not your mama. You're not finna play with me. Like, and I just don't care who you are. You can be my mama, my daddy. I had to set boundaries with them too. And for me, it's like, it kind of upsets me when I do have to set boundaries, because it's like, damn, you don't respect me enough to have that common sense to not do certain things, if that makes sense.
Because I have that with you. Like, I'm not going to do certain shit on you or with you. Like, you know, like, I'm not finna do that. So why would you do it to me?
Exactly. Then I have to, but then I had to change my way of thinking on that. It's just like, number one, common sense ain't common. Just because I feel like it's common sense, don't mean everybody else feel like it's fucking common sense. Number two, everybody's upbringing is just not
the same.
What we think it should be. So it's just like, okay, cool. I get that. I understand that. But at the end of the day, I'm going to set this boundary. That's going to be what it is. I'm going to give you the benefit of that the first time because you probably didn't know. The second time, it's fair game because I done told you what the fuck was going on after the first time. So that's how I feel about it. Do you set boundaries? Or do you feel like they're necessary?
Yes, I feel like that. Now I do. I didn't before or whatever. I just started setting boundaries, honestly. Is it hard for me to stick with them? Yes. I can say it's hard for me and Mina is, yes, it's hard for me to stick with my boundaries. Because I'll start off saying, fuck this nigga. And then by the end of the conversation, it's like, okay. So what's the way? Like, you know, it goes.
Whenever I see you again.
Yes. So it's that. But I do feel like boundaries are necessary. Because people, back to my question, I will ask you dead to your face, do I look like a dumb bitch to you?
Yeah,
like,
because people will try it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't play with me. Like, that's if I'm not going to handle you this way, don't handle me this way.
And that's
like,
the thing with people that I really don't like. It's like, when you don't set boundaries with people, they feel like, oh, it's a fucking playground. Like,
yes.
I'm finna play this bitch. Like, I'm a play until I can't
like,
no more.
Like, for what,
like,
though?
That's
like,
not,
that's not necessary. It's not called for, especially if I'm not doing that to you.
Right. Because I'm telling you, I get in the arena. You go with the
play. Exactly.
Get in it. I'm trying to tell
now,
you.
Now, when I start, when I want to play, now it's a problem. Now you don't want to play
no more.
Now
I take it too far. I took
now
it
you
don't want to
play no more. Now you out. You quit.
We done.
No, I want to keep playing.
We
let go
just
another
get
lap.
Started.
Girl, let go another round.
Yeah, no, I think boundaries are very important. Like, they're
important. I definitely agree. So, do you got a restaurant of the week? Since your ass can only eat.
Let me think.
If not, do you have a dish that you ate this past week that was really good?
Well, my restaurant really not like a restaurant of the week. It's just somewhere that I ate for the first time. I was on the road with DJ Bay over the weekend.
How cute.
I was on the road with him over the weekend. He had a couple shows here and there. He had a show back home, and then he had a show at a college. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna tell you at a college, because y'all put two and two together trying to get four.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't that.
This ain't that.
But, yeah, he did have a show, and it was out of state, and we ate at Whataburger for the first time. I never ate that before.
Was it good?
It was good. I like it, but I'm a fuck with Burger King.
I hate you so much.
But, I mean, for my first time, it was very good. I mean, the fries were a little palmish. White people fries. But,
I mean. Really, she had to say that. I knew what palmish meant. She just wanted to say it.
But the food was really, really good, and I enjoyed it. We ate it on the road back to Georgia. So, what's your weed of the week? Let me live through you.
Okay.
Up until give up March.
I think I had like, what was it? It's ice cream something. It was good. I really, honestly, I've noticed something. When I smoke, like, I like to smoke and you listen to my music, yes.
Okay.
But I don't like to smoke alone. It's so weird.
Really?
And I don't know. If
that used to be my favorite.
I mean, yeah, it used to be my favorite, like, at one point. And then I think, like, I've gotten so used to, like, okay, me and Yatavia will smoke. Or mm-hmm. we'll have our FaceTime, like, girl nights or whatever, where we smoke and talk and, like, you know, dump on each other about these ancient-ass niggas. But
got to.
I don't know. I feel like I've gotten so used to that now. Like, I don't know. I don't like, not so much I don't like smoking by myself, because I will.
Okay.
It's not that. It's just.
You like company.
Yes. But, uh-huh. like, you can't, like, talk and all that shit.
You
like,
just want
just
the
vibe.
Presence.
Yes. It's so
That's
weird.
Not true, because with me, before I got pregnant, me and DJ Bay, like, we would, that's, like, what we do. Like, we just smoke and chill and vibe. And it's like, for me, though, even now that I'm not pregnant, I've gotten to a point, like, with certain people, I just like people's presence.
Yeah.
Like, you can do what you're doing over there, and I'm doing what I'm doing over here, but I just like that you're in my presence.
Exactly. Like, I think that's what it is, but... We was definitely good, you know. I stayin' high,
stayin' high. What you listening to this week?
The song I was singing on the way.
What was it? Cause you was just singing your heart out. What was it?
It's called "Sober" by Armand and Trey.
Okay.
I love them. I love the album, but that song reminds me of like me and Mina. So whenever I get into like my modes of. Like, missing him. I play the song. Even though the song is not a good song. It's like a...
Not like, I'm just not talking no more?
No, it's just the point. Like, I am not reaching out first. I don't feel like I should have to. You see? You see where I'm at with it? Okay. But it, that's why I say accountability is my thing. Because you see, I do my fucking part. But you don't never hold your shit accountable for the shit you do.
Okay.
So, if you we'll listen, talk about get this your off. Shit together,
we'll talk
nigga.
About this offline. Because you already know how I feel about it. If you miss somebody, you just
no, need to I ain't reach doing out. It. You can kiss my ass.
Okay. I'm still listening to Still Over It.
Oh, okay, wait. So since she did release, like, what's your favorite song?
Girl, I got so many. I love the whole album. Like, I think my favorite song off the top of my head is Unloyal with Ari Lennox. And that's because it gives me like a Erykah Badu vibe to it. And I love Erykah Badu. I can't wait until March when I can smoke to it. Like, that's my favorite song. The album is such a good album. Like, it's from beginning to end. It's a good album. I will say this. Y'all probably ain't gonna like that I say this, but fuck it. I don't care. Sierra could have kept that prayer. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, or maybe it could be for me that it was overhyped. So by the time I got to it, it was just like, oh, this is it. Like,
yeah, but it's just amazing.
It was cute. Yeah, like, I say that prayer.
Yeah. So there what? She just sprinkled a little fairy dust on her?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but I mean, I think the album was very nice. I love it. Like, it's. Ain't no skips. Like, I like it. I still don't like that y'all tried to drag my girl when she dropped that single with JT. Because it fit in it perfectly. Yeah. I feel like she probably shouldn't have dropped it as a single, though.
Yeah, she could have just left it on the album.
But yeah, what do you think about the album?
I love it. I am very proud of her. I feel like she did amazing. She left everything on that album, honey. She ain't lead. She, girl, she left everything on that album. I'm talking about everything. Like, it's like, I'm finna air this shit out. Yes. Like, it was like her diary. Okay, let me
Cause
just...
at the beginning of the album, she's talking about how much she wanna be with this nigga, blah, blah, blah. By the end of the album, she like, Lord, please fuck bless me with another
you.
Nigga.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
this nigga ain't it. Please
fuck
bless
you,
me with
fuck
another
your
one.
Mama. Like, she girl. But I think the album was amazing. My favorite songs, I have three favorite. I have Bitter, of course, because it has Cardi B on it. Okay. But I like... What I really like got it. Me was... Because I kept starting it back over. I couldn't even make it through the song. Like, I didn't hear Cardi B part until probably, like, the fourth time.
I love the song because Cardi B is telling her, girl, fuck that shit. Girl, you got more money than these bitches. Like, fuck that.
But it's the part when she first opened up, it says, bitch, better stop playing with me. And it's like, the way she said it, like, it just touched my soul. It did stuff to my spirit.
Like,
it
woke me.
Let me just start it back over. Hey, hit right. He touched the drum right there.
That's like fourth baby mama. Girl. The way she came out, I was like, ooh, not his mom.
Yeah, she opened. That's the first line. Like, goddamn.
Your mama should have whooped your ass.
Let me rewind that back. They can't hear that clearly. Let me start it back over.
Came in his mama that hard. The baby grandma. Damn. You came hard. What's your third one you like?
Oh, okay, so better the first one. Okay. I like Closure. That's like that was my first. That was my second favorite. Or whatever. Okay. And my third favorite, which is recent, because I kept skipping over it. Okay, Sessions 32. Is I feel like it's a good song.
It is.
Session 33, it just...
It's here with it.
Because it's like, when she said...
It's deep in your soul.
Girl, I'm telling you
about it. So I finally played it because I skipped over it at first. But when I finally played it and I'm listening to it, like, I dead ass cried. It's like, because it's just poured
her. Like, it's deep. It's deep.
Girl,
like,
bitch, me and you on the, we dating the same nigga. Girl. I just ain't got no kids.
Girl, yeah, like I said, that album, she did amazing. Like, that album is...
It was her diary, but I love great. Albums like that. Like, another person I could say had a diary album or whatever would be Kehlani. Like, I feel like Kehlani, when she...
Oh, see, I haven't listened to
it. Like, oh my God. When she drops shit, it's like, let me just open you up to my little world. Yeah. And it's like, she strips it apart, like... She's not afraid to let you know see what it. She got yeah. going on. Okay. Like, okay, if I dead ass got cheated on, I'm finna tell y'all I got cheated on. I'm gonna tell y'all name, the bitch name, where she stay, where her grandma stay. Like, I like that because it's like you're human. You're a woman just like me. You going through the same shit.
No matter how much money you got, these niggas still acting up. Yeah, that's true. Like it. I did. I'm gonna have to listen to it again tonight. I'm gonna put that on when I get in the shower.
Child, I'm gonna cry. Hell, girl,
don't cry. Oh my God. Anything you want to tell the people before we head out?
No. Follow me on my social medias.
Okay. What's your name, girl?
Say the singer _.
Okay.
It is not Sade.
I done told you why the people calling you. Stop. It's people keep asking me, D, and I'm going to let you answer this question every time they hear this. Because they hear your name, say the singer. Do you sing?
Oh, my God, yes. I just got the name. No, I'm just playing.
So many people ask me that. Yes. I was just like.
Yes, honey. I can't wait.
Should be in the studio.
Girl, I can't wait. Honestly. I was just talking to a friend about actually a setup in my home or whatever, okay. Like when I that's move. Dope.
Yeah.
And what mic I needed and what systems I needed to download or get.
Right.
So, I really still want to go to the studio only because I like the aesthetic in the background. So when okay. I record, you know, and I'm able to put it on IGTV or
girl,
on YouTube,
when you get in the studio, let me know. I just
want so you could come.
Yeah.
And buy the phone.
I ain't gonna buy nobody. I'm being there with my blend.
Goodness,
I can't
wait
to start
that smoke. God damn.
I can't wait. But follow me on all platforms @ callmecash_. I believe that is my Twitter handle and my IG. If that ain't it, then it just ain't meant for you to find me. And don't forget to follow our IG page.
Yes.
If I must say, yes. Send in some questions. Send in some advice. Send in some confessions. Like, we just want to get to know y'all.
Exactly.
And talk to y'all and give y'all some advice.
Exactly.
Kids. We got to give it to you. How it's supposed to be. But thank you for tuning in to another episode of If I Must Say with Cash and
Sade.
Bye.
Bye.